a lot of helicopters today.
Yes, well, yes, you know, we have Cold Rose just over there, yes.
We've arrived
at the top of Brill Hill. The trig point is just behind us, now rather shrouded in gorse, so I don't think you get much of a view with your theodolite from there now, but more dominated by the mobile phone mast. But
so let's start from the telephone pole. If we're looking left of that, then...
Yes, to the left of that you can see one of the pioneer efforts in Cornwall. It's the old Trichaliax wind turbine, which was here and inactive when I first came here over 20 years ago. But I think it was built by someone called Geoffrey Williams as a kind of pilot initiative to test out some both the technology and the way of feeding electricity into the grid. And it worked for a short while, I believe, but then there was some problem in the supply to the grid, and which there wasn't the money to fix, so it's been, sadly, it's been idle ever since. No, it's a good spot to come for a panorama. It's a bit hazy today, but you can imagine, obviously you can see all the way from Cold Rose, Helston, and the land beyond Penwith, but also all around traces of the past in the landscape with the stacks from the engine houses from various mines in that kind of direction. And then looking over here, the kind of rubble mounds from the granite, various granite mines on these hills over here. So it's the history writ in the landscape. The gorse has grown up a bit, so you can't quite see so well in the other direction now. But yes, you can clearly see down towards sea in Falmouth Bay and the likes.
Yeah.
But a good spot.
Yeah, very nice spot. I've never been up here. What is that mound over there?
That's the Goonhilly wind farm over there,
yeah.
Over on the Lizard.
Let's say that when the thing is dark.
Yes. Yes, they're having a busy day today, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe just their training schedule, who knows.
So
yes, if we could get just beyond that gorse over there, you'd have a clear view all the way over the Lisbon Peninsula. So from the Goonhilly wind farm and the satellite station all the way down as far as you can see over the Goonhilly plateau.
Mm.
And to the sea again beyond.
So considering those windmills, taking into account what you were talking earlier about what we would have to do in order to be more resilient, how would the landscape look if it fits a resilient...
Oh, I see what you mean,
see
yes.
What I mean?
Yes. Yes, well, I would expect to see a lot more wind turbines, and in that case it probably wouldn't look quite how it looks at the moment.
So what would you imagine here, like looking down towards Helston?
I would expect to see pretty well every building with its own set of solar panels on the roof. Maybe some local arrays in fields, but not on the scale of the kind of the plans for Brill that were put in hand about a year or so ago. And yes, I would expect to see probably a lot more in the way of smaller farm-scale wind turbines, in fact, just like that one down there. Which is a fairly recent addition, I think. And maybe some larger ones, like the one over at Sir Walgreen, which I think, again, was just a farm initiative rather than a community one. But if only Cold Rose weren't there, there would be possibilities for all kinds of stuff. And given the wind resource in this part of the country, I'm sure this area could easily be more than self-sufficient in electricity generation and could actually make money by exporting it to the rest of the country. But it's not going to happen in this particular parish anytime soon, I don't think, simply because of our closeness to Cold Rose. There might be more people in the landscape. I don't know what will quite work out in agriculture over the decades, but it may be that it becomes less mechanised as fuel costs go up. It's a possibility. It may be that, for example, most of the fields we can see here are pasture. You would expect a resilient community to be growing quite a variety of crops, even if they're not ideal for this part of the world. So you might expect more grain to be grown, wheat, barley. I know it's not ideal country, but it can be grown in some spots. And possibly you might also find some more stands of trees planted simply for biomass, for woodland management. So again, despite my saying earlier, I'd expect the landscape to look the same. The more you think about it, the more it's likely to look different. But yes, difficult to imagine. And less traffic, less motor noise.
Yeah, just I can see cars the main in road the distance. To
Falmouth to Helston over there.
Which one over?
Oh yes, the over there. I think that's the, I can't remember what the name of the road is, but yes, that's the main road from Falmouth and Penryn towards Helston. Yes, you can see it carrying on over there. Oh, yeah, see another little wind turbine spinning around in the distance over there.
Yes, so there is a few around.
Yes. Right, shall we head back?
Yes. It's a beautiful spot.
Yes, if only you could see kind of better over that way beyond the gorse, it would be almost a kind of complete view over the Constantine parish. Yeah. I love the way in times past, obviously the landscape must have been littered with all these large granite boulders, and somehow they've managed to manoeuvre them all out of the fields and heap them up at the sides.